Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. Wow, man, how good has God been to me? You know, today, let me get right to it because I'm kind of feeling this today, and I'm pretty sure that's quite a few of you who go through the same things. Today was just a little tough morning for me because I didn't want to leave home yesterday. You know, I wanted to stay home a little. I had just gotten home. You know, I got to go again. And sometimes, you know, just the weight of all that you have to do just gets on you sometimes. And sometimes you don't feel like doing it today. Huh? You know, I'm just talking to those who feel this way every now and then. And I'm assuming that would be everybody because I don't know nobody who can just plow through this thing without having those days. Well, what do you do when it gets hard to stay up? What do you do when it gets hard to be positive? What do you do when it seems like things aren't happening for you fast enough or in the time frame that you thought it was going? What do you do? And the reason that I guess I chose to speak about this morning is because I'm having one of those days, because I had one of those days yesterday. It was just a tough day. I really can't explain it. It's nothing really in particular bad happened. It's just I think the weight of all that's going on started to feel heavy to me. Not being able to sit down with my wife and talk some of these things through so she could help me out. That kind of got to me yesterday because she had to go take care of some business. I had to go take care of some business. When she got in, it was late. You know, I got in, it was late, you know. And so I guess it sort of pushed me into this thing, man. I didn't have nobody to talk to about it. And so what do you do when you have days like that, when it's hard to be positive, when it's hard to stay up? Okay, here's what I had to start doing this morning. Now, I haven't completed it. Can I just be real with you? I haven't completed it. Excuse me. But I am processing it out because I know what to do. Because I've been here hundreds of times before. See, that's the cool thing about getting older. That's the cool thing about life is that you gain experiences along the way. You know, been there, done that. I done had that pain before. I know what to do. You know, if I sprain my finger, I know what to do now. You know, the first sprain I had, oh, Lord, I thought it was broke. I thought I was going to be handicapped. I didn't know how I was going to fix it. Oh, Lord, what now? I can't write no more. Now, maybe I don't have to go to school. I was working all kinds of stuff out when I first sprained my finger. But now if I sprain my finger, I know what to do. So since I've been in this position, in this hole so many times before, and God has always gotten me through it, I decided I've got to start the process today. Here are some things. Now, I'm going to get to the big one last. But here are some things that you can do immediately to start pulling yourself up. And one of the things I do is I remember the plan. I just sit down and consciously remember the plan. Sit down and I consciously think about the goals I've set. I go over them. See, I've got mine down on an iPad, so I can pull them out anywhere I am and pull them up. And I've got two lists that I've made. I've got a list of things that I know I can accomplish if I just keep working hard. And if some couple of things just fall into place that I can see, then I got a list of things that I'm planning on accomplishing. And then I have a second list. And the heading of this list is called Only God Can Help Me Now. And on this list is things that I'm aspiring for or things that I'm hoping to, that in order for them to happen, I absolutely have to have God's help. That's my favorite list. It's the list that I have of the things that I don't see no way it can happen. I'm just operating on faith and the hope that God hear me. And so sometimes, man, when you gotta, when I have this list of what only God can help me now, that list is stuff that I cannot see. I'm just operating on faith that God is so much bigger than me, that he's so much more capable than I am, that I can actually acquire some things in my life, as he's proven to me time and time again up to this point, that he's willing to do for me if I'm willing to just give him some of my life. That's the only way I can explain my existence today. You know, I began the conversation with my wife. How do I write a book that becomes so wildly successful? That would be God. That's only God. Because if you can plan to sit down and write a wildly successful book, I'd have been done, sat down and did it. And so would you. So that would be God. How it got purchased to become a movie when that was not my intent when I wrote the book at all. Again, that would be God right there. Has to be. Because if I can't explain it and it is by no doing of my own, then who did it? So when I get down in days like this, I remember the goal. I remember the plan. I remember the journey. I think about of all the things God has brought me through. How did I even get to this point? Yeah, I might be having a little bummer of a day. Yeah, I was a little down yesterday. Yeah, my biorhythms is off, whatever they want to call it. Yeah, I'm just having one of those days. I feel a little bit heavy. I need a vacation real bad. I need some time off to just go and regenerate. But right now, man, I ain't got that. So guess what I do? I got to start remembering the plan. I got to start remembering the goals. I got to start thinking about all the things that God has done for me and how he's brought me this far and the blessings that I have instead of what I don't have. And that's what I'm in the process of doing this morning. And on the commercial breaks, I'm going to pull out my iPad and I'm going to go over my two lists and I'm going to read my little list of what I think I can accomplish. And I'm going to really read that only God can help me now list, because that's the list that's big. That's the part where I've been telling y'all. I said, quit telling God how big your problems are and start telling your problems how big your God is. See, and that's what I got to sit down and do this morning. And then sometimes, man, you got to stay still. That's the other part. You got to stay still. You got to quit moving for a second. Because sometimes it feel like you're running on a treadmill and you really ain't. You're going somewhere, but it feel like you're running on a treadmill. Well, when you get that feeling, sometimes you got to stay still. And then when you stay still, sometimes you got to fight to stay positive. Sometimes you got to fight not to let the devil win. You're in a fight. Remember, I told you this now. You're in a fight now. So he's trying to get you to get on that positive train so he can get you off the faith train. So God's delivery package that's coming to you built on your faith, that you can, he can shake your faith and get you to thinking negative. And then he wins, see. So when you start feeling negative, just know that that's the other force trying to throw you off track. And when you get through with all that, here's the key, the big one. You want me to tell it to you? You got to pray, man. You got to pray. You got to take it to God. You got to say, hey, God, look, I'm having one of these days. I need your help. I got business to take care of. You got blessings in front of me. You got stuff you done shipped to me. You got blessings and packages that's on the way. I need to be sitting on Faith Street so I can receive the delivery when it get there. What I don't want to do is be on doubted way or lack of understanding parkway or pity parkway or some street like that, and the package keep going by. I need to be standing and sitting on Faith Street so when you drop that package down to me, I can go on and get it. You feel me? You got to pray. You got to stay still. You got to fight to stay positive. You got to remember the plan. You got to go over the goals. Come on, man. God done brought you too far. Come on, pick yourself up today. I'm talking to Steve Harvey this morning. Hope y'all didn't mind.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, monkey trainers, baboons, contortionists, fire eaters, high wire trapeze, flip artists. And cheerleader. May I have your attention, please?
The rest of y'all.
Losers.
If you ain't one of them, what are you doing with your life?
Yes, you suck.
Including me. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, live every morning. Mm-hmm. Always in vivid, high-tech color.
On the radio.
HD. Yeah. What's up, Shirley?
Hello, Steve. How are you, darling?
Good. What's up, Carla?
Hey, Steve. What's up, crew?
Yeah. What's up, Junior?
Morning, Unc. Morning, everybody. Okay.
Fool number one.
Yay, yay.
Yeah. And fool number two. Oh. Where his ass at?
Silence.
But I'll tell you what, though.
Is he off today?
Nah, you don't just take off in this hill.
No,
we already, you know.
Oh.
I already had two scares with him. You know, these people with these diabetes and stuff, you got to.
I'll be saying the same thing.
You know, we got to be careful because, you know. And that, let me say this here. This that I'm saying, about to say, is directed directly at J. Anthony Brown. I don't care diabetes. About nobody else that has diabetes. Pray for you. Hope you heal. But this is about Jay.
Is it a question?
Anthony
question
Brown.
Question form.
In a question form.
Thank you.
This is what I want to know. Do we have to work with a person who can slip into a diabetic coma and we not know?
Oh, if we don't know, you say?
I'm just saying, what are we supposed to do?
You have several remedies, you know, that you thought were okay.
Hey, look, the best I got for Jay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Do orange juice still work?
Why is that your one solution and remedy for every disease? Orange juice.
It's the same thing for Kim.
It's not.
Hey. For Junior.
Hey.
If Junior have a crisis,
yeah, he needs to be
orange
hydrated.
Orange juice.
No.
With really orange juice. We got all this orange
water.
Juice in here for Jay.
Well, how much orange juice did you buy?
I have Tropicana. I got, because I love Tropicana.
Uh-huh.
I got Tropicana. I got 9 gallons.
For no reason.
What do you think it's going to keep, first of all?
Keep?
Yes.
Yeah.
Orange juice lasts a long time. You got to do it, keep it shut. We're on but one at a time.
Yeah, but...
How long it keep?
Well, yes. I mean, it is a perishable thing.
All right, well, I'm going to put 4 of them in the freezer.
Make some mimosas or something later.
Right.
Okay, I'll put 4 of them in the freezer.
Well, I'm glad I got insurance.
All right, more of this crazy, ignorant show, Steve Harvey Morning Show, right after this.
You're listening to to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so, Jay, you and Steve came up. What is this all about, this segment now?
Steve knows this better than there's certain things over the holidays. Uh-huh. When the holidays happen, you can pretty much bet money that some of these things are going to happen.
Yeah.
Is that right, Steve?
I mean, somebody's house.
It's somebody's house.
All right.
It's going to go down.
All this might not happen at your house. Mm-hmm. One of these, I promise you, one of these is going to happen over the holidays at your house.
Okay. Let's hear it. Come on. I'm ready.
Come on, big dog.
Come on with
it. What is it? Please starts it off. You know.
Dinner. Dinner will get interrupted at somebody's house. Because we got to go get somebody out of Jake.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
That's happening.
Can I finish eating first? Lord, I just made my plate.
You hear somebody in the house say, I'll accept.
What?
Yeah.
Damn, LaVonte done it again.
Again? Oh, my God.
Here's something else going on.
Okay. What?
The new boyfriend, somebody's new boyfriend, gonna get beat up by the baby daddy.
Guaranteed.
At somebody's house.
You just thought this through.
All this ain't gonna happen at your house, but you can pick the one that's gonna go down.
Yep. Wow.
They shouldn't be in the same room.
Yeah.
She ain't never leaving me.
She ain't never leaving me. She stepped down when she got with you.
Right there.
Here's another one.
Okay.
A family secret is going to get told.
Oh, my.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know that happened. Ain't your real dad.
That has
I don't know why Fred and them did that. I don't know Fred and them should have been told that.
Here's another that's going to happen. At somebody's house, maybe not yours, but there will be a fight over the drumstick. it's going down.
Oh, yeah. She know I like drumsticks.
I told you I wanted the leg. Yeah.
Daddy leg.
I called that boy even left the house.
It always be somebody who ain't working, go grab the leg.
Somebody ain't brought a damn thing arguing about the leg.
You ain't even got no job.
One chick going to show up at the house. With the new boyfriend that's doing way better than her old boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I like when them people walk in.
Yeah,
this going to happen at somebody's house. She going to show up pregnant again.
Yeah.
I'll be back. Here she comes.
She always pregnant, yeah.
You can make some babies now.
Mm-hmm. She can make them, can't she?
Every holiday, little baby.
This the one that this is, every black house gonna have it. Somebody gonna show up dressed like they going to a Kwanzaa party. And we'll be mad when you don't understand.
What is Kwanzaa?
Ain't you hot?
Now he got attitude.
Yeah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Somebody
everybody.
Gonna show up at your house that's been eating meat their whole life. Now they're vegan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And disgusted with happened. All the dishes.
Yeah.
Is there any meat in there?
Yes, there's meat
why
in everything.
Is there turkey in the greens? Cause heifer, we stopped putting pork in.
That's right, Steve.
We upgraded.
Yeah.
Ooh, that just happened. Come on, Steve.
What happened?
Some of the women
gonna
have to circle around because he done bought the white girl over.
Okay.
And they all gonna have to come to the conclusion she is fine.
She is fine.
There's some fine white women out there. There's some fine white women out there.
She might be white, but she's fine.
She might be white, but she's fine.
I don't care what nobody.
Yeah, and where'd she get all that rump from? Yeah.
Oh,
that number fake. That number fake.
Right, Shirley, we better. We over there.
I know. Twist mouth side eye.
Yeah. Whatever.
She can get it.
Okay, what you say?
Yeah. That ain't real. You know that ain't real.
My sister-in-law is white.
She fine?
I guess so.
I'll take a guess.
Hey, Chris.
It's not, it might not happen all those things at your house, but it's going to happen.
It's going to happen at somebody's house.
Steven thought this through.
I know, and he's thinking right now.
Yeah, he's thinking,
There's
a lot going on at house. I tell you something else going to happen.
Mm-hmm. What?
What? Somebody Christmas tree going to catch on fire for the last night.
Just overdoing it.
How
long y'all had these?
I told you, Herman, to change these lights.
Bulb all on the tree.
Herman, no. Always Herman or Harry.
Stupid.
Somebody gonna put the wrong gift in the wrong box with the wrong name on it.
You did that before, Steve.
Man, you ever wrapped up something? Man, my drunk ass uncle did this. He wrapped up his shirt and gave it to my daddy. And when my daddy opened the box, my daddy said, "Oh man, this is nice." Oh hell no, hold on. Slick, I didn't give you the wrong shirt. That's my shirt. My daddy said, "Well, you can gave it to me now."
It's going to go down like that.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Be ye ready.
Be ye ready.
Stay prepared.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'll tell you something else going to happen, too.
What,
somebody Steve? Tooth going to fall in the food.
That's nasty.
Happy every year.
Y'all eat slow. Eat slow, everybody.
Well, no, no. Take these teeth out that's loose like that.
Well, tell everybody, Merry Christmas.
Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back right after this. Come on, King of Pranks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news. But up next, it's the nephew and Run That Prank Back.
Raymond in the closet.
My all-time. Raymond.
All right, here you go, Raymond.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, barely. Who's there?
This Raymond.
Man, speak up. I can't hear you. Who?
This is Raymond.
Man, speak up. I can't hear you. Who is this?
Raymond. Raymond.
Raymond.
Veranda is my sister.
Veranda, brother?
Yes.
What's up? What's up, man? What's up?
Somebody done broke in the house. They in the house right now. I'm in the
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Man, I barely can hear. What you saying? Somebody done what?
Somebody done broke in the house.
Well, why in the hell are you whispering?
Because they in the house right now. I'm scared.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. You saying somebody done broke in the house and they still in there?
Somebody done broke in the house. I'm in the house now.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You saying somebody done broke into your damn house and they still in there?
Yes.
What the you doing sitting up in there? Why you ain't calling the police?
I'm in the closet. I'm in the closet and I'm trying to get somebody to...
Hold on.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Man, you saying somebody in the house, in your damn house right now?
I don't know what to do.
Oh, this up. Okay, where you live at? Where you live at?
I'm on 36th Street.
Because I'm at 32 and a half. You know what? Hold on. I'm finna call the laws. Nah.
Wait a minute.
Man, you know what? What?
Wait a minute. Don't call the police.
You send your in a house, somebody finna sit up here finna kill you, and you talking about you don't want them arrested?
We got some illegal stuff in the house. Don't call nobody. Wait a minute.
Wait. Now, you saying, hold on. You saying don't call the damn laws. You have some wet in the house.
Don't call nobody because we got it. I got some illegal stuff in the house. Don't do it.
Man, what the you got in the house? Man, you know what? This is bad, Doc. You know what? You send your up in there. That's probably why they in that house. Now, you done set your up in the house. That's who in there now. That's, I guarantee you that. What you got in there?
I can't say it. I just want you to help me.
You know what, man? Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you the best thing to do. Even though the people in your house right now, you need to just let me call the Man, you need to let me call the damn law. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to get your money.
Don't do that. Don't call.
But you know what, man? You stay down there. I'm going to tell you now. I can call the law.
Don't call.
I can call the law. Hold on. I can get my wife to call right now.
Don't call the police. Don't call them. Because it's too much.
bunch of liquor stuff in the house. Don't do it, please. Don't call the police.
Man, but I'm going to tell you something, man. Honestly, I can't do a thing because I ain't finna go down there. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I can't. This fool's going to pretend to be, don't even call the damn law. You know what, man? Look at here, Doc. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't finna go down there. I'm going to tell you right down now. You know what? Now, first thing I'm going to tell you now. Now, I ain't finna take my down there. First of all, they may be tapping my damn line. And I ain't got to do with this. You going to get
they
your killed on your own.
They Doc, don't.
Listen. Man, look.
They don't, they
you,
don't.
I can call 911. Hold on. Baby, look, go ahead and call her. Because you know what? You're finna get your killed out
there. They don't know who you are. I just
I bet,
to...
man, you know what? And I ain't finna stay on the phone with your so they can find out. Because you know
wait,
what?
Wait,
no
offense,
Doc. Listen, I call her out. I ain't getting in that. Man, you must be a damn fool. I ain't finna get in that one. So I'm gonna tell you what you can do. Doc, I call the law. I'm finna have my wife right now. You know what? You may not like it now, but you appreciate me later. Because you know what? You're finna get your monkey ass.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Just whisper. I think they outside. I think.
Man, you know what? This is some crazy Doc, you done set your up.
Don't say nothing.
I'm going to call your sister for one.
Don't get no say nothing.
You're sitting up there talking about not calling the damn law. Damn, fool. You better keep your monk ass in that closet. I'm going to tell you right now, you're a damn fool. You walk out because I'm going to tell you now, they sure going to kill your stupid man, you know what? I ain't going to lie to you, man. The only thing I can tell you a damn I can call the law. You finna go down. And I'm gonna tell you now, I ain't going down with you. I don't know why you really gonna call me unless you want some help. Cause I'm gonna tell you right now, I ain't finna jeopardize myself nor my damn family over your around here. The only thing I could do, I could help you out in one way. I can call the law. Now my wife's got a cell phone. What you want me to do?
Will you come get me?
You must be a damn fool. I'm not, hell no, I ain't going down. But I ain't going. You know what, man? Look, I can't get in that. And my wife and I already called the police. I'm gonna tell you right now, they finna come.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Shut your damn mouth. Shut up. Shut up.
Can you
shut your damn mouth right now?
Can you hear me?
Shut up. They don't know when to hush. That's why they gonna shoot the shit out of him. Don't peek out that damn door.
Can I say something?
Man, you need to shut your damn mouth.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know what?
You just got pranked by
man,
your boy
y'all
Wendell.
Dirty.
You just got
you
just
me?
Got pranked.
Boy, y'all some dirty. I know damn well, man.
Dog, you just got pranked by your boy Wendell, man.
I'm sweating like hell sitting up in this damn house with drawers on, man. And you sit up here want to play with... Man, look at here, boy. I'm sweating like hell.
Why are you sweating?
You was finna die because I damn sure no one's finna come down to the house. That's for sure.
I know you weren't coming to I heard it in your voice. I said, okay, you know what? He ain't coming to get me.
Man, I'm sitting up in here right now. Man, I might need to take off from work, boy. I'm sweating like hell sitting up in here, Doc.
Hey, let me ask you something, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Can't be nobody but the Steve Harvey's Morning Show with none other than Nephew Tommy with his crazy.
There it is, baby. Okay. Raymond in the closet.
Shut your mouth. Shut your damn mouth.
That is Steve's favorite.
I know it. I know it.
But this is what I love.
I can't do nothing for you. I can't come down now. I can't do nothing for you. I call it law.
That's it.
What you want me to do?
What you want me to do? I call law right now.
And I think you love it. We talked about it yesterday so much because you can see it. It's
you
the visual.
Dog.
Yeah.
You
can yeah. And Steve it. Is a storyteller. Uh-huh. That's why he.
Dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my daddy sitting on the edge of the couch in the edge of the bed in some drawers with a cell phone. Trying to help this boy, but not really, though.
Right.
What you know is I'm not coming down there.
But I love this. Who is this? Veronica brother. Not Veronica's brother. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news and headlines.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A Florida child who went out for a bite to eat ended up getting a bite of another kind when a monkey took a chunk out of his thumb on a restaurant patio. The monkey's owner, Mary and Richard Van Houten, brought Jojo to their neighborhood Carrabba's Grill on Monday. But instead
Jojo! Dojo!
But instead of settling for a nice banana cream pie, the monkey decided it wanted some finger food. Oh, really? It got off its leash, chomped a piece of the boy's thumb. That's crazy. According to the Florida Wildlife Commission, Jojo the monkey, who was a regular at the restaurant, was playing calmly with the 8-year-old when something startled him and he bit down, breaking the skin. The owners of Carrabba's said they would no longer allow monkeys on their patio.
Now they stop.
Really?
Oh, now
they
stop.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
No, if you biting boys' fingers, mm-mm.
Jojo!
You got to go.
Jojo.
Jojo's a regular, though.
Yeah.
Jojo's a regular.
So Jojo
ain't nobody but Jojo. He come in here all the time.
What startled him that he bit the little boy's finger, though, his thumb? I wonder what startled him.
Yeah. No telling.
Yeah.
But where is the restaurant that lets a monkey be a regular?
Yeah, that's where we at.
Yeah, I mean, I know in L.A. people can bring their dogs and, you know, mm-hmm. in the restaurants and everything, but I've never heard of a monkey, ever. And I don't want anybody in L.A. to hear this story.
Oh, they ain't hearing it now.
They might change the laws in L.A.
The only person monkeys. I know was Michael Jackson that had a monkey. Bubbles. I don't know nobody else had a monkey.
Uh-uh. But I don't know that he took Bubbles to restaurants.
He took Bubbles out.
He ain't never left the house.
Hold on. Uncle Steve is the one that knows. Did he take Bubbles places?
No, he took Bubbles somewhere out in public one time. Bubbles acting fool.
He did?
Wait, what?
Yeah, he wasn't used to nobody.
Uh-huh.
You've seen pictures with Mike with that monkey out with that little suit on. Both of them dressed like Captain Crunch.
Dressed like
a lot of Captain Crunch.
Hey, Tommy.
But he did take...
Tommy, you remember I gave you all them clothes?
Yeah.
Them were Bubbles clothes.
I didn't see that one coming.
You gave me clothes that belong to a monkey?
Right in.
Come on, team.
You
Tommy.
Gave me clothes that belong
no,
to
I'm
a
I'm trying
monkey.
To stop it, damn it. And I'm gonna put a stop to this. This don't make
Hold
no
on,
damn
Jay.
Sense.
Wait a minute.
But Jay's sick
Uncle
of
Steve,
you, Tommy.
You gave
what
me
are you
clothes
worrying
that
about
belong
coming
to
from
Bubbles?
A monkey for?
They fit, did they?
Yeah.
That's why I had eczema.
That's why
eczema. You were allergic.
You know, he had
That's
them little bow legs
itching.
And put them on. That's what made the pants be short enough for you.
Wow. And you kept that little jacket, didn't you?
Yeah. He had it on at Essence one time.
Not at Essence.
You're
not going to add to it.
He didn't know it. He had on Bubbles jacket at Essence.
I remember saying to myself, wow, it's different
for Tommy.
We don't
need one person.
I was fly at Essence. When I hosted Essence, I was fly.
It's a different look for Tommy, but okay.
You know what?
I remember saying
I'm not
going
to sit here and take all these jokes. I'm going to move over there.
Team Tommy.
I'm Team Tommy, damn it.
That's messed up.
Did he really get you clothes from Bubbles?
Yeah.
Did he really get you clothes from Bubbles?
Yeah, that's what you need to have. Just look back at your outfit the first year you did Essence.
I had a Bubbles suit on.
All right, listen, while you guys debate
that. You couldn't wear Michaels.
All right, Steve, let's go ahead and transfer on over to Miss Ann.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, our very own talented, informative Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks. Thank you, Steve. This is morning, and this is Ann Tripp with the news. Good morning, everybody out there. President Trump's former national security advisor, retired General Michael Flynn, was scheduled to be sentenced yesterday for lying to the FBI about his dealings with Russia. However, the judge has rescheduled everything for next year, for March, actually. Flynn told the judge that he knew that lying to the feds was wrong. He stood by his guilty plea. But U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan told Flynn that he was disgusted by Flynn's behavior. He added that, quote, arguably you sold out your country. Flynn's lawyer said that he was still cooperating with the government on another case. Meanwhile, prosecutors have recommended no jail time for Flynn. The judge says he won't necessarily be bound by that. Outside the courthouse, though, General Flynn did have his supporters.
We support General Flynn. We support General Flynn. We support General
But there are also those who remember when General Flynn led a Trump rally chant against Hillary Clinton and sent a similar one right back at him. That's right. They were saying, lock him up, lock him up. According to documents obtained by the New York Times, the Trump administration plans to get rid of Obama-era policies aimed at making sure that black and brown children are not punished more severely than white kids are for the same offenses. That's something that's borne out in statistics, by the way. And the decision reportedly marks the culmination of almost a year-long effort by Trump people in the wake of the massacre at Florida's Marjory Stoneman High School when 17 students and staff members were shot to death. Now, the original focus was supposed to be on gun control. However, the New York Times says that almost immediately that changed to a focus on Mr. Obama's school discipline policies, despite the fact that not one of the nation's high-profile mass shootings was perpetrated by a black student. Not one. And Trump's Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is not only recommending the scrapping of the Obama-era guidance rules intended to reduce racial discrimination in school discipline, but she also wants to arm school staff. According to two Senate Intelligence Committee reports, Russian operatives aggressively targeted black Americans over social media in 2016, trying to discourage them from voting so as to help Donald Trump get elected. The reports also reveal that since Trump's election, Moscow has been using the internet to inflame racial tensions and push Trump's social agenda, and that while some other ethnic and religious groups were also the focus of one or two Facebook pages and Instagram accounts, that the black community was targeted by dozens. Is something. The Department of Justice has officially found out that bump stocks are essentially machine guns and are illegal. The DOJ amended regulations for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Fox TV host Tucker Carlson lost a bunch of advertisers for his show Tucker Carlson after saying immigrants make the U.S. dirtier and poorer. And sad news, actress and director Penny Marshall has died. She's probably best remembered as Laverne from the sitcom Laverne and Shirley. Penny Marshall was 75 years old. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all. It's time. J. Anthony Brown, what you got? We're going to murder a hit today. What we got?
We got one for you, Steve, and everybody. A lot of people have decided not to let the Kangos go. The Kango hats, which is cool.
Okay.
But they're still wearing them backwards. And that's just, that's not cool. So this is dedicated to those people who will not let the Kango go.
This song goes out to George Wallace, my road dog Van, Samuel L. Jackson, LL Cool J, Missy Elliott, and last but not least, LeBron James. You take me back to another place in time when I had a headline. Times will always change, but you keep me the same. My Kango. Oh, Kango. You're my Kango. Oh, Kango.
Whoa,
styles like mine, people say out of date. I really need to dress not so young, one more my age. They're all wrong, 'cause I look cool in my Kango. Oh, Kango. I can't let go. Oh, Kango.
I mean, come on. The Kango is a nice hat. And George, yours is way too small. Too small, dude. It's way too damn small. Come on, man. Nobody white is gonna tell you this. Your head is too small. Kang, no. Not Kango. Kang, no.
Oh, man. Okay, man. You murdered it again. Slade, baby.
That's
my favorite.
Yeah, that one right there, man. That one right there.
But yeah. Samuel
man,
L. though?
Yeah, he wants
Samuel L. Jackson, Missy Elliott.
George Wallace.
George Wallace.
And LL Cool J.
And George's cat is too small.
Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for Comedy Roulette. Jay, you want to explain it real quick?
It's very simple. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. Our comedy ability gets tested every week. Tell you what you do. Give us five subjects. Put them on a wheel. Spin the wheel. When the wheel stop, we'll do the damn thing. And we'll do it fast.
All right, here we go. I got the categories. All right, first one. I think this eggnog has gone bad.
That's a good one.
Uh-huh. I like that one. That's you don't like that one? All right.
No.
Now, that's a thin-ass Santa. Next one. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. I know three.
People don't decorate like they used to. And there's nothing under the tree. Let's go spin the wheel, Crystal.
What you think is unstoppable?
I don't care.
Yeah. I don't know.
Which one? Ho, ho, ho.
All right, people don't decorate like they used to. Uh-oh. There you go, fellas.
People don't. They don't decorate.
Decorate? Like
people used to go all out back in the day. Remember them big, hot-ass light bulbs they used to put on the tree? Them big ones.
Yeah.
Them big 60-watters. Man, you didn't have to use heat during the wintertime. Just light up your tree, and your whole living room was heated, man. Yeah. They don't go all out like
they
that.
They don't go all out like they used to. Yeah.
Each one of them lights look like a tablespoon.
Yeah, that was huge.
I tell you why they don't decorate like they used to. You know, you go to the neighborhood and all the houses be lit up, get stuff all in the yard. Who is the lazy person that just lit a bush? Who did that? They just put lights on their bush.
They didn't lay them on it.
They threw them on there. Ain't no padding to them. Then they go right back in the house. Like, we about to clap for this.
You mad at them, Junior?
What you got?
I remember when you used to actually get your tree flocked. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
When they take the white stuff and spray it on your tree, you took the time to wait to get your tree flocked. Now they just put a raggedy green tree in the living room, and that's it.
Just sitting there. They don't care like they used to.
What happened to them little bitty wreaths that they used to hang in the window with the one candle in the middle of the wreath?
Oh, man.
But it was electric, and it flickered.
And it flickered,
What asset? Yeah. I missed them. We had them in all three of our windows.
Yeah.
You got a nativity scene in your living room, but none of the wise men's got hands because it done broke off. But you don't care. They all sitting on camels, but ain't none of the wise men
got gifts.
They ain't got no hands. The hands done fell off.
I tell you what, you ever walked in somebody's house for Christmas, you going over there, and you look over there at the Christmas tree, and you can see the metal pole in the middle. Why?
Boy.
Why y'all didn't put all the pieces on the damn tree? We sitting here looking. I can see.
The tree is so dry.
It ain't got
no water.
Ain't no, what is going on here?
This trifling Christmas tree.
This trifling Christmas tree.
All the little bristles done fell on the ground. You ain't put no water in the tree.
The lights is weighing down branches.
Why? Remember them silver sickles?
Tinsel.
Little tinsels we used to throw all over the tree and make it hang.
Yeah.
And at the end, you take them out one at a time and put them back in the box. You say, yes.
Save it for next year.
Hell yeah.
Last one.
People don't decorate.
Remember
like
the nativity scene that used to get put outside in the yard?
Yes. Yeah.
But every time you pass by a hood nativity scene, you had to explain it to the kids because items was always missing.
What was the explanation, Steve?
First of all, the wise men walked because we didn't have the money for the camels. Secondly, we couldn't use a baby Jesus this year because Belinda wanted a Cabbage Patch doll, so that's in the box for her. Mother Mary and Joseph is two pictures of Deacon Patterson and Sister Porter.
You stupid.
I got pictures in the yard.
Or peaches and Herb.
Patterson and Porter.
All right, people, don't decorate like they used to. Good job.
No. And ain't no hay in the manger. It just looked like burlap sacks laid out. No, we didn't have money for the hay.
Prank call coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour, get ready for today's Strawberry Letter. But up next, Nephew Tommy, what do you have in the prank call archives?
Shirley.
What?
So I got to say, before my daddy left you, can I have your kidney? He ran that in his truck over and over and over.
Did he?
Can I have your kidney? Take a listen. Here it is. Classic.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Brother Conley.
This is Conley.
How you doing, brother? This is Deacon Patterson calling from the church. How you doing today?
Deacon Patterson?
Yeah.
Just doing fine. And yourself, sir?
I'm doing good. Doing good. You know, the church is behind you on what you're going through, and we praying for you, man. We know all about the, you know, you going into surgery on Friday to get your pancreas removed. So I wanted to give you a call, man, have a word of prayer, and let you know that we all are pulling for you, and we know that the man upstairs is going to pull you through this successfully.
Well, God bless and keep you there, Deacon. God bless and keep you, because I tell you, I'm going through something here. Me and my wife, we've been talking about it, and we've been praying on it, and it sure is a wonderful thing to know that your church is with you, and y'all thinking about me in prayer. I've really had to take this to the Lord. This is a serious thing with me, and I ain't never had an operation before in my life, and
I
know I need it. My wife has made it clear, the doctor has made it clear, and I believe I'm ready to go forward, Deacon.
And we're going to give the victory to who the victory is
to the Lord. Yes, sir. He's the victory.
Let me have a word of prayer with you, Brother Conley, if you don't mind. Just bow your head for me. Father God, we ask right now. We ask right now that you touch Brother Conley as he goes in on Friday.
Please, Lord.
Put your hands on him. We ask, Father, that you hold on to the doctor that's getting ready to go and put surgery on him.
Yes.
We ask that you make sure that the doctor has got a strong eye on that morning.
Walk with him.
We ask that he got a steady hand when he got the scalpel in his hand. We ask that you hold on to him,
please,
as he goes into his surgery, because we know come Saturday morning, the victory going to belong to Brother Conley and the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We know all of this, but we ask that you take that pancreas and you remove it out successfully.
Please.
Close him back up like it was never been entered in before.
Walk with me, Jesus.
That's what we're asking. We ask you, Lord, at the same time, that they're removing this pancreas, Lord. We ask that you reach around his backside, and we ask that you touch his kidney, Lord. Touch his kidney and make it whole. Make it 110%. We want you to make that kidney like it's been the best kidney
Excuse
ever,
me,
Lord.
Deacon. Deacon. That's Deacon. Deacon. Whoop. Pat Deacon Patterson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, sir. No, sir. There's nothing wrong with my kidney, Deacon. I'm doing fine. The Lord has done made it. Well, he's going to work on my pancreas. That's what the doctor's operating on. They done prepped me for it, and that's what they plan to remove. So my kidney is fine. They did what they call one of them MRIs, and everything else is fine. They ain't working on nothing but my pancreas, sir.
Right. Well, let me say, I'm glad you brought that up, because this wasn't really why I called you. Of course, I did call to pray for you.
Yes, sir.
Because I want to make sure that you make it through this successfully. But another reason why I get around to this here is what I want to ask you, and I know we've never met face to face. I've seen you a couple of times, like I said, at the church, but you've been out most of the time with your sickness and whatnot. But now, what I was going to ask you was, and I know this is, I hate to come at you in the final hour when you're getting ready to go have surgery and all that, but if you don't mind, if you could see it in your heart to do something for somebody else.
Yes, sir. That's the Lord's will. You're always supposed to help those who can't.
And I'm glad you think like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they go in on Friday morning and remove that pancreas out, do you think that they could go in and get one of your kidneys? Because I need one.
Hold on just a minute, Deacon. What'd you say?
See, what is it? I've been going through myself with a little ailment, and I'm wondering if I need a kidney, and I'm wondering if you can give me one of yours when they go in to get your pancreas. They're going to already have you open.
Did you say you wanted them to take one of my kidneys?
Yeah, and give it to me because I need one.
You need a kidney?
Yeah. But you're already going to be laying there open.
Wait a minute, mister. You need a kidney? I need help with my pancreas. You going to call me with some like that, man? This ain't no work of the Lord. Now, you say you're a deacon?
Yeah, like I said, Deacon Patterson, my name. But see, what I'm asking you is, Brother Conley, what harm is it if you already open and laying on the table?
Oh, you ain't heard a damn thing I said, have you? I said, I'll be, man, you crazy as hell. Now, what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to need to call the pastor. Because, see, it's some going on here. You say you knew? You mighty damn new, mister. Matter of fact, you too damn new to know who you're talking to.
What I'm saying is, you have two, like you say they did the MRI. And
I don't give a what I said they did, man. I got two kidneys, you got two. One of yours bad, that's your problem, mister. Let me tell you something. I'm trying to get well, and you calling with this, you say you a new deacon. You damn sure is, and you won't be at that church long. I tell you that because if I ever get close to your sister, we got some reckoning to do.
What is it going to hurt for you to give me one of them kidneys if both them kidneys is good?
It ain't going to hurt them thing because you ain't getting my kidney, man. It ain't going to hurt. What is wrong with you?
Say, man, all I'm saying is if you're going to be open and laying on the table, what is it going to hurt for you to give me one?
Oh, now you're going to tell me I'm open and laying on the damn table. What kind of a prayer are you in charge of, mister? Let me tell you something. Obviously, I need to meet you before I get to the hospital. And maybe I can help take out that damn bad kidney of yours. I can tell you that. We can it out. You won't feel a damn thing. How about that? I'll be damned if you're going to call and talk me out of one of my damn kidneys, man.
I'm trying to live just like you trying to.
Let the Lord take care of me, because what you talking about ain't got a damn thing to do with Jesus. You can kiss my and get off my phone. That's what you can do.
Can I say one more thing to you?
What?
Is you listening to me?
Man, I done listened to you, and you ain't talking about nothing. That's got nothing to do with what's going on with me, mister. You running a game? If I could get to you, I'd put lead in your
But can I just say one more thing, and then I'm going to let you go. Is you listening?
For what?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your daughter.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That girl, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Jesus.
Hey, you all right? Brother Conley.
Man, you done made me use language that I swear don't know, but I hear my neighbors them using that. I done stopped a long time ago talking that away. Please forgive me. Lord have mercy. Y'all, I'm going to have to. Lord have mercy. My heart is palpating here. Lord have mercy, Jesus. This ain't me. This ain't me. And you. I tell you what. And I enjoy Steve Harvey and Nephew Tommy. I do.
Brother Conley, I got to ask you one more thing, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
It's got to be. It's got to be y'all. It's got to be y'all. Hell, I don't even remember the name of it now.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Lord have mercy. I ain't going to forget it now.
Now, that's how you make a deacon just go left right there.
Yeah. You push this button.
That's what you do right there.
That's how you make a deacon just straight lose his mind.
But why they in there? Do you mind?
If they rich around.
They just rich around.
Give me one of your kidneys, because I need one. That's for my pops right there. That go out to Thomas W. Miles Sr. Rest in peace. That go out to my daddy. How about that?
Yeah. That's a good one. He played it every day, Tommy.
Every day, had me put it on, burn it on a CD for him. He said, just burn that about 8 times and just let that run.
But that reminds me of Steve's organ donor joke when he get to heaven.
You want all his stuff.
That's why I'm not donating anything. Hell, I'm going to give my eyes away for. Been working my whole life to see Jesus. Now that's why I gave my eyes away. I'm the only one in heaven with a dog.
Sing, I don't. All right, we got to go. Strawberry Letter coming up next. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Right, Steve?
Yep. Exactly.
And not with you.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Neff. Subject, my marriage is stable, but stale. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have a testimony, and I need some solid advice. In the past, my husband was a scam artist, and I am an ex-stripper and call girl. We both got caught up and ended up doing time, and our family took care of our children. I got released from prison first, and I started to rebuild our lives. When he got out, I put him through school. After that, I continued my education, and now we make decent money and have a stable home life. My husband used to be a natural hustler, but now he does not share my desire to work hard and earn more money. Besides that, he has gained 100 pounds and has turned into a couch potato. I am stuck being the dreamer, the planner, the motivator, and the brains. But my problem gets deeper. The worst part is our sex life. In the past, I was used to getting gratification from multiple men, and now I'm not getting my itch properly scratched. I could step out and get great sex from other men, but I have a conscience. I don't want to keep on being miserable in this marriage with mediocre income and sex. I have talked to my husband about the sex, and he apologized for not being able to satisfy me, and that was it. So what am I supposed to do? Do I leave and start over, taking the kids away from their stable home with their father? Or should I go ahead and cheat on my husband and stay in this stale marriage? Wow.
Sound like a dude.
I know. I can tell you're torn, I think, you know, but these
I can't
are...
wait to hear your answer, Shirley.
Oh, go good. Ahead. And I can't wait to hear yours. Thank you, Steve.
You know this ain't what you do. Yeah.
Can you talk to a stripper, Shirley? An extra?
Oh, it sounds like you want to talk to her. Okay,
no, here we go.
These are questions really only you can answer. I mean, seriously, you've been in this marriage for a while. You guys have a sordid past, scam artist, stripper, call girl, all that. But, you know, you paid your dues, you did your time, and now, like you say, you're rebuilding your lives, which is a good thing. Everyone deserves a second chance. Now, you put your husband through school, so he has an education. There's no excuse for him not working. And then you continue yours. You make decent money now. You have a stable home life. But your husband sounds like he's just not happy. This natural hustler in him, he's not happy. So he gained 100 pounds. He's turned into a couch potato. And now the sex is horrible, you're saying. Again, these are questions only you can answer should you leave him. The question to you is, what do you want? I mean, really, what do you want? You can have what you want, but you can't change anyone but yourself in this situation. If you want to stay there, you got to deal with trying to get your husband out of this funk or helping him get back on the right track. If he's gained 100 pounds, you know, start meal planning, helping him do things like that, work out, things like that. Find out what's going on with him. Go to the doctor. Why the weight gain? Talk to him about it. When you did talk to him about it, you said he just answered you or apologized and nothing happened. I say that's if you want to stay with him, if you love him and all that. But if not, if you want to walk, you know, that's what you're going to have to do, because it doesn't sound like he's interested in the marriage. Only you can make this change. If you feel like your marriage is worth fighting for and you'll have something after you fight, then you stay. If not, you're going to have to walk. Steve?
I don't really want to answer this letter.
That's crazy.
My whole answer, I want to take a whole nother approach. Matter of fact, let me just say, Shirley gave you the best advice you can get. Now, let me just do what I want to do.
Just do it. You don't need permission.
I have a testimony. Testimonies are normally given in church.
Right.
You've bypassed the church part. Because y'all probably don't know where the church at.
Why you say that? Because of their past?
Well, in the past, my husband was a scam artist. Mm-hmm. I'm an ex-stripper and a call girl. Damn.
That's a lot, right?
We both got caught up and ended up doing time, and our family took care of our kids. I got released from prison first, started to rebuild our lives. When he got out, I put him through school. After that, I continued my education. And now we make decent money and have a stable home life. That's good. People are allowed to make mistakes and recover. Yeah. Congratulations. My husband used to be a natural hustler, but now he does not share my desire to work hard and earn more money. Besides that, he has gained 100 pounds and turned into a couch potato. All right, let's start here.
The reason
he didn't gain this 100 pounds is because he stopped scamming. That's all it is.
What are you saying?
He was busy.
His ass was getting round.
He was on the run.
He was on his feet. And it's hard to gain weight when you're scared. Because you don't swallow as much food when you're scared.
Your adrenaline.
Scamming ass was on edge all day. He was just like a little crackhead, just nervous.
Oh, man.
Slim, in shape.
Oh, man.
Fast talking. Oh, went to prison. He don't want to go back to prison, so now he done stayed his ass on that couch and picked up 100. Now, Shirley say, get on the meal plan. 100 is too far. He know it and you know it. He a damn couch potato. He's a potato couch. He's a sack of potatoes. He's a whole bunch of potatoes. He's one fat ass baked potato. Because he done. He's sitting on that couch with that dry ass life. He don't know what to do.
It's boring to him, Steve.
Hell yeah. I used to be married to a stripper and a call girl, and I was a stone cold hustler. You know, set up here, took our stupid ass to school. Mess around, got a damn education. Now we think we some damn suburban people. I don't want this. Where's my scams at?
Life sucks.
It was way more fun than we in here punching clocks, going to work.
Oh, man.
I'm eating. Picked up 100.
Oh, man.
Now, this lady says she stuck being the dreamer, the planner, the motivator, and the brains. You left out you the cook and you the personal shopper.
All right, hold it right there, Steve. Hold it right there. We'll have part two of your response when we... at 23 after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my marriage is stable but stale.
Yeah, stale, because ain't nothing happening no more. Because according to him, the way he acted, he had a good life. He just messed up and got caught. Mm-hmm. But that prison knocked his ass down a little bit. Mm-hmm. He ain't trying to go back in there. So to play it safe,
yeah,
can't scam from this couch. Stay my ass right here. Come out of here listening to you. That's when I went to school. I should have been out scamming. I'm in night school trying to get a damn GED. The hell I need that for? I was one of the top scam artists in the country. Now I'm just sitting up here with my fat ass.
Qualified. You was qualified.
All I do is eat baked potatoes. Now you won't call me a couch potato. Potato chips.
Steve, are you helping
potato
her?
Salad.
No, I'm not really trying to help him, sure.
Right. Just want to make
potato
sure.
Cakes.
But my problem gets deeper. The worst part is our sex life. Mm-hmm. In the past, I was used to getting gratification from multiple men. Damn.
I know.
That sounds nasty. But okay, though. And now I'm not getting my itch properly scratched. Try not to call it itch.
Yeah.
Because you meet multiple men and you start itching. That ain't necessarily good.
Come on, man.
Start
come
out
on.
Bringing that up.
Come on.
He got a
I know
point.
If I ever been with a lot of women and I start itching, I would go down to the clinic.
Yeah. You got a point.
Because sometimes you ain't got to get your itch scratched. You got to get your itch taken care of.
Immediately.
You need some damn penicillin. God. You better hope it's just the itch. Because they got something now ain't no penicillin for.
Are you helping her?
Nah, I'm telling you. I didn't want to do this letter.
Help
the worst part is our sex life. I could step out and get some great sex from other men. Well, guess what you'll be then, though? You're back to being the call girl. And the stripper. Yeah. You don't want that lady.
No.
Don't do that. She say, but I have a conscience, and that's good. I don't want to keep on being miserable in this marriage with mediocre income and sex. See, fat boy ain't what he used to be. God. Let's just break it down.
Would you stop?
His fat ass and got up in there and got that 100 on him. But love making got to be stressful. His big ass over here ain't making no money on some sorry sex. Now, something got to happen. If you're going to have sorry sex, at least just let her go shopping.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least let her go shopping.
Yeah.
What you can't do is be sitting up in there complaining. And then when she asks you about the sex, your response is, I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sure sorry.
And that's it.
But I ain't going to do nothing about it. I got this extra $100 on me. What you want me to do? So I was not going to be good with this letter. I knew it when I read it.
I knew it.
Miserable in this mediocre marriage with sex and income. I've talked to my husband about it. He apologized. So what am I supposed to do? Do I leave and start over, taking the kids away from their stable home and their father? No, don't do that. Don't do that. Or should I go ahead and cheat on my husband and stay in this stale marriage? Okay. Well, here's a suggestion that might be able to kill two birds with one stone. You could get your husband back off the couch by getting him back into the hustle game.
What?
Huh?
What?
That's what he went to jail for.
No, but this time, he ain't hustling, scamming.
What he doing?
He working with you to scratch your itch.
Oh.
Let him go out and get the men that you need to be satisfied.
What?
That's pimping.
And then let him have a cut. Then he'll feel better, like he back hustling.
Yeah, some of that weight.
You get all
off.
That scratch itching.
That's your response.
Out the way. You'll be back in business, but you have a conscience. But if he give you the permission to do it, you can do it. I don't like this. This
you
is going
alone.
Nowhere.
You ain't really good with ex-cons and strippers.
I'm good with it.
You don't want to do that.
But the dude done gave up though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
100 pounds is a lot.
That is.
That's a lot. 40, you can make a comeback. 100.
Yeah, but 100 is
But where was she, yeah, when he gained the first 25 or
25 ain't that bad.
Yeah. Yeah,
or 30 or 50, yeah. I mean,
50, she was looking at him at 50.
Okay.
I thought you'd come out of jail ripped up. I thought when you get out of jail, you'd be ripped and you...
Yeah, for a while.
There ain't nothing to do in jail but lift weights. You ain't overeating in there.
And it's not healthy, right?
Oh, they ain't got nothing healthy for you. Ain't no gluten-free.
You making top ramen in the sink. You can't gain no weight off of that, man. Not at all.
Yeah. I mean, these are questions only she can answer. If she wants to stay, she's, you know, got to.
Do I leave and start over, taking the kids away from their stable home with their father? I would say no to that. Or should I go ahead and cheat on my husband? And see, her options is if I stay with him, because I said stay with him and don't take the kids with him, they stay at home. All her answer is if I stay with him, I'm going to have to cheat on him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's her response. Now I'm telling her, include him in the cheat.
All right, we got to go, Steve.
Make you feel a part of it.
Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM and at My Girl Shirley. All right, coming up more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, please introduce Jay with, he's going to murder a hit here.
Jay Anthony Brown.
It's not a murdered hit. It's an original song written by myself, Ralph Hawkins Jr., and Reggie. It's dedicated out there for the holidays. All the number twos, this is for you. Hit it. Christmas is a season.
Sorry.
Players have a ball. Perfect time for creeping if you're a side piece Santa Claus. Took the family shopping. Wifey killed them all. But I saved some money for myself to play side piece Santa Claus. Might not like how I'm living. Might call me a dog. Single moms who could use some help. They need a side piece Santa Claus. I'm the gift that keeps giving. Text me, God, don't call. And Miss Claus finds out it could be the death of old side piece Santa Claus. Oh, baby, I'm side piece Santa Claus. They call me the side piece Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I may be side piece Santa Claus. Side piece Santa Claus.
Love.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, Jay.
Enjoy your dinners. I'm here all week performing.
You're so talented.
Go to iTunes and download that song so the boy can get some money.
That was Vegas style, Jay.
Yeah.
That was very clean, huh?
Scatting and all that. Yeah.
Skilly bee bop dee boo bop bam.
That was good. Side
piece. Yeah, this is rough.
Santa
the holidays are rough for number two.
It is side piece, Santa Claus. Yeah.
We got to do a song, Steve. We got to do a song.
I'm telling you, Jay, an album.
I'm talking about go over there in the living room.
You said a whole album.
Do it, a whole album.
Did you know, Steve, he doesn't really like Christmas?
No, he don't like nothing.
Well, he doesn't like anything. And what's up with the side piece? Y'all
yeah.
The holidays are really rough for side piece, but the side piece rules, right, Tommy?
Carla's against, but she's against side piece.
Yeah. No, I'm not against.
Y'all just care about.
Carla's against it. Her and Carla both.
I'm sorry. All I'm saying is, y'all are against number twos. That's what I'm saying.
Do you? I ain't judging nobody. Do you?
In my life, I am. Yeah, but in your life,
so give us some rules.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
Why y'all giving them a hard time?
Well, Christmas is not your day. That's one of the rules. It's not your day.
And neither is Thanksgiving. That's not your day.
And neither is Thanksgiving. It's not. Yeah. Don't expect it. Don't make a plate. And what you making a plate for?
No. That plate is either 2 days old or 2 days early. You know what I'm saying? That's the same plate.
I cannot.
Your kids get a group gift. Okay. You know, something like Operation Monopoly, Uno. Wow.
You know, one board game.
Well, dog, all that money can't be seen coming out of my account.
Notice who's quiet, though.
I can't explain all this.
He got nothing.
Who you bought a PlayStation for? We got one.
Yeah. Right. The detective work kicked in.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't have that life no more, but I had all kinds of stuff.
You know the rules.
Please share. Let's just start with the Christmas Day cannot happen.
Yeah, it cannot.
You can get the hours that you get is from 12 to 4:30. On Christmas Eve.
Yeah. 12 in the afternoon
to 4:30.
Well, what is she doing?
I got to be at the house prime time.
Oh, God.
You know, White Christmas can't come on and I ain't sitting there.
And believe me, when I come by the house, I'm on my way from somewhere or going to somewhere, which means I got to get back to the house, okay? Right. I'm going to
immediately.
Immediately.
Have all the eggnog, food fixed.
Yeah.
You don't have time.
Everything.
We got to do this fast.
And let me go and say this.
Wow.
If I eat here now,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be able to eat over there later.
You don't even want her to cook.
No, I can't. Listen, I know you cook, but I can't eat this. Okay, I know you want me to taste it. I can't do this right now. I got to eat over there later.
You make a plate if you want it, but as soon as I hit the highway, I'm throwing that plate out.
I'm not eating it.
With the love note on it.
Wow.
Carla,
what? Can I ask Steve a question?
Uh-huh.
Steve?
Go ahead.
So you said the time slot was what time on Christmas?
12 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. So, to get at the house for White Christmas.
So what if she has to work, Steve?
I got to be sitting down.
She doesn't get home till 4 or, you know, 3.
She get home at 4, you got 30 minutes.
You got to hear Bing Crosby sing that song.
Bing Crosby got to kick in.
He got to be there for that.
I got to be sitting there, man. I got to be rapping. I got to be roasting chestnuts.
Yeah.
I got to be in here boiling eggs, and I got to help with that turkey.
Yeah. I can't put that sweater on. I just can't do it. I can't put that sweater on.
No.
The hell I'm putting on the sweater?
And it don't fit, Jay.
Can't put this sweater on.
Here's another one.
Hurry up.
You bet not take our picture.
No selfies, no, none of that.
No evidence that I was here.
All right,
we
look.
We can't ever surface.
Hold up, guys. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, some of these side piece rules, when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay, this is something you have for Steve,
this is
right?
Steve, yeah. Steve, I wrote this for you. This, what happens is there's a timeline. Mm-hmm. And the timeline means certain things happen at certain parts of the day.
Okay.
Henceforth the name, the timeline.
For example.
Yeah, for example. All right. It's around 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
on a Sunday.
Okay.
On a Sunday, when you decide to call your buddies and say, you know what, man, I'm not coming to work tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying? See how the timeline goes? Uh-huh. It's a timeline. Steve, you got one, Steve?
Yeah, I think it's about 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think that's about the time when you realize you probably ain't going to make it to church.
You open your eyes and see that clock.
Yeah, you just go. Man, you ain't open your eyes. They've been open.
We've all done this.
Which is followed by, Lord, forgive me.
Yes.
Lord, I ain't going to make it.
Tommy, you got one? You got one?
I ain't going to make it.
I got it. It's okay. I got another one
you
for
got
you.
Another? Go ahead, Steve.
It's usually around one or two, right after lunch, when you come to the conclusion that I'm not going to do another damn thing today.
Yes, that's it.
I just ain't going to.
I like that term.
Right about it, usually after lunch.
Okay. Right after lunch, you decide. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got one.
Come on.
It happens around. Around 2 a.m., 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
You've been drinking. You had two nice glasses of wine.
Okay.
You decide to call your ex. It's me. Hello?
What?
Hey, who is you? Anybody call to speak to you? No damn way. Put her on the phone. I want to know what the hell you doing over there.
Oh, God.
Who is it? I said it when I held him to the phone. It's me. That you know who the hell me is.
Yeah.
What time is that timeline?
Around from 2:30, maybe 3 o'clock ish in the morning. You call your ex.
I got one for you.
One?
It's usually about 5:01 when you've just punched out to end your day. I think that's the moment when most people decide, I'm quitting.
That was my last day right there.
I'm quitting. You just get to that point.
You got one? Okay, all right.
You done went to the doctor's office. You done left work, went to the doctor's office.
Right.
And you get back in your car after leaving the doctor's office, and you know you're supposed to be headed back to work. And that's when it just hits you. It's about 3:30 right around there. That's when you say, you know what? I ain't going back to work. I ain't going. I'm not.
Been there.
Been there. I love that timeline. I'll tell you another important timeline. It's normally about 1:30 in the afternoon, and checks been passed out, and you ain't got one, and you've been looking at that payroll office the whole time. I'm finna go in there and say something. They think they playing. They got the wrong one. It's about the time when the police get called, about 1:30.
Oh, Willie Turner, baby. Willie Turner.
Yeah. Here go one right
you got
here.
One, Steve. You got one.
Your job starts at 8. You walk in and you sit at your cubicle and you lean back and you look down about 4 cubicles and you go, I hate that heifer.
What time is this?
About 8:01.
Yeah.
You done just said you've been there a minute. Lean back and look four cubicles down and go, I hate that hell.
That is it, Steve.
You got it. You nailed it, man.
8:01.
That's it. I got one. It's okay, on Sunday. It's Sunday evening. You watch maybe 2 or 3 football games. Maybe the last game is still on, right? Mm-hmm. You had dinner. Mm-hmm. You went out, had brunch. You know what? I'm still hungry. Let's get a pizza.
Yes.
I know would set this on? A pizza.
Something to fill me up. Yeah. Pizza gonna do it.
What time is that, Jay?
About 7:30. Oh, 7:30, yeah. 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I like
it. It's usually right around 2-3 o'clock, right after a big company meeting. And you go back to your desk. You go back to your desk and you start thinking to yourself, I wonder who they'll put in charge if he dies. About 3:30. I wonder who they'll put in charge if he dies.
This is a person that clearly doesn't like his job.
There is one thing that happens early in the morning.
Uh-huh. What's that, Junior?
Probably about, I say about 9.
Mm-hmm. 9
is when you done already call somebody in your family and say, hey, call up here and tell them I got a family emergency.
Yes.
That's usually about 9, 9, 15.
Yeah, yeah, 9, 9.
I'm trying to get out of here.
All right, here it is.
You got one? I know you.
It made love to my wife at 11 o'clock last night.
Okay.
About 12:05 is when I'm trying to actually tap her on the shoulder because I want to do it again. I mean, that's, you know, but yeah, I really didn't do a good presentation the first time. You understand what I'm saying?
You got
to
finish.
I'm really trying
over.
To make up for something.
Do over.
I like it. Time.
All right. One more to close it out, Steve.
Steve,
come
you
on.
Got one. Come on, close
oh,
it
big
out.
Big dog.
It's 12 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
You at work.
Right, right.
You head out to lunch.
Uh-huh.
And you come to the conclusion.
Yeah.
I don't see why lunch ain't 2 hours.
Don't get this other hour.
We love lunch, don't we? We love lunch.
Black folks love some lunch.
Yes,
man.
You nailed that one, Steve.
It should be.
But why they ain't
I'm
think
gonna,
it
I'm going to see today.
Yes. Nailed it, Steve. All right, more of this crazy, ignorant show, Steve Harvey Morning Show, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A new study out of the University of Queensland, guys, Queensland, Australia, determined that being in a relationship makes people fatter, okay? The study found that those with a long-term partner weighed, on average, 12.7 pounds more than single people. What?
That's easy.
And showed an average weight gain of 3.9 pounds per year. And it could be that eating with someone leads people to eat larger portions and more calories.
Nope.
Or it could be that since they don't have, they don't have to impress anyone.
There you go.
Couples just kind of let themselves go.
That ain't it.
Yeah.
That ain't it.
What's it?
It's when you out there running them, it actually reduces calories.
Trying to catch, huh?
Yeah, when you out there, listen to what, when you out there running them, you running them. That's exercise. That's work. You got to get over here, get back in here, answer that phone right quick, dive over there, knock it off the table. You got to run down here, dry your car, hide it in the bushes around the corner.
A lot of work.
Walk back over to the house. Your weight going to stay down.
Excuse me. Could you back up to diving over the table?
Yeah.
What and they got to do?
Running up.
Now, I've dove over a table to answer that phone.
Got
to get this phone.
So you can't be thicker. You can't be
overweight
be doing
you're,
that.
You're constantly looking out the window, seeing who might show up. You don't know. You made plans. You're nervous and you can't eat.
Hard to have company
over. Yeah, you know, can't have company over. You don't know who's going to come over. Yeah, you can.
Lying is stressful.
And
you lying, you can't eat all the time because you got to keep your mouth running. I got lies to tell. I can't be sitting up in here eating.
And got to remember them.
You can't eat. You got to go over there and eat with that person and run over here and, man.
You can't lie and eat at the same time.
It's too much, Steve.
That's why single people are trimmer.
It's possible, though. You can't lie and eat. I done it 100 times. You can do it.
Uh-oh.
It's doable. All this stuff that y'all running from, I run to it. This can be done.
It's not impossible.
Like, don't accept this that you can't do. Take the challenge, man.
Be positive.
Know what you're doing. Take your phone at night. Put it in your drawers. You know what you're doing.
Let me ask you this. Do you go back to the house to get your phone?
Hell yeah. And run over 8 cars trying to get there.
So wait, what are you saying? So you're on your way to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Halfway to work.
Yeah.
You discover you left your phone.
Oh, you
got to
go get that phone.
I'm going to be late.
You got to get that phone.
I might get fired.
And whoever you work for will understand.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let's ask the boss.
Ask him.
Let's ask the boss. Is this true, boss?
Oh, we don't understand.
We don't understand. Well, I'm
not. Oh, we know what's going on. But you have left your phone.
Oh. Say it again. What, Steve?
Oh, no. You have left your phone.
You tell everything.
Steve!
Oh, you sit up here and act like you go back home to get it.
Remember that Carl and I were so worried.
Go back over there to get it that time.
Oh, man.
All hell broke.
We were so worried. Steve was just as calm.
Everybody worried about Tommy. Oh, my God, we haven't heard from Tommy. Y'all stop all this.
Steve, something could have happened to him.
Thomas, I'm going to call his girlfriend. Don't do that.
What? Same thing happened recently with Jay.
Yeah.
Never call anybody's girlfriend.
Thank
or wife.
You.
That's
Thank
when Jay
you,
had Jay. Just gotten here. Monica was crying, Jay.
Crying. Y'all calling Jay. What I tell y'all?
You weren't worried at all.
No. No.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A Florida child who went out for a bite to eat ended up getting a bite of another kind when a monkey took a chunk out of his thumb on a restaurant patio. The monkey's owner, Mary and Richard Van Houten, brought Jojo to their neighborhood Carrabba's Grill on Monday. But instead
Jojo! Jojo!
But instead of settling for a nice banana cream pie, the monkey decided it wanted some finger food. Oh, really? It got off its leash, chomped a piece of the boy's thumb. That's crazy. According to the Florida Wildlife Commission, Jojo the monkey, who was a regular at the restaurant, was playing calmly with the 8-year-old when something startled him and he bit down, breaking the skin. The owners of Carrabba's said they would no longer allow monkeys on their patio.
Now they stop.
Really?
Oh, now
they
stop. Want to quit.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
No, if you biting boys' fingers,
Jojo,
you got to go.
Jojo. Jojo's a regular, though.
Yeah.
Jojo's a regular.
So Jojo
ain't nobody but Jojo. He come here all the time.
What startled right. him that he bit the little boy's finger, though, his thumb? I wonder what startled him.
Yeah. No telling.
Yeah.
But where is the restaurant that lets a monkey
yeah,
be a regular?
Yeah, that's where we at.
Yeah, I mean, I know in L.A. people can bring their dogs and, you know, in the restaurants and everything, but I've never heard of a monkey, ever. And I don't want anybody in L.A. to hear this story.
Oh, they hear it now.
They might change the laws in L.A.
The only person I know was Michael Jackson that had a monkey. Bubbles. I don't know nobody else had a monkey.
Uh-uh. But I don't know that he took Bubbles to restaurants.
He took
Hell
Bubbles
no.
out.
He ain't never left
her. No, hold on. Uncle Steve is the one that knows. Did he take Bubbles places?
No, he took Bubbles somewhere out in public one time. Bubbles acting fool.
He did?
Wait, what?
Yeah, he wasn't used to nobody.
Uh-huh.
You've seen pictures with Mike with that monkey out with that little suit on. Both of them dressed like Captain Crunch.
Dressed like Captain Crunch.
Hey, Tommy.
But he did take...
Tommy, you remember I gave you all them clothes?
Yeah.
Them were Bubbles clothes.
I didn't see that one coming.
You gave me clothes that belong to a monkey?
Right in.
Come on, team.
You
Tommy.
Gave me clothes that belong
no,
to
I'm
a
I'm trying
monkey.
To stop it, damn it. And I'm going to put a stop to this. This don't make
Hold
no
on,
damn
Jay.
Sense.
Wait a minute.
But Jay's sick
Uncle
of you,
Steve,
Tommy.
You gave
what
me
are you
clothes
worrying about
that
coming from
Bubbles?
A monkey for?
They fit, did they?
Yeah.
That's why I had eczema.
That's why
we eczema? You were allergic.
You know, he had
That's
them little bow legs.
Itching.
And put them on. That's what made the pants be short enough for you.
Wow. You kept that little jacket, didn't you?
Cause yeah. He had it on at Essence one time.
Shirley, not at Essence.
Yeah.
Not at Essence.
You're not going to add to it.
He didn't know it. He had on Bubbles jacket at Essence.
I remember saying to myself, wow, it's different
we don't need
for Tommy.
One person
I was fly at Essence. Okay. When I hosted Essence, I was fly.
It's a different look for Tommy, but okay.
You know what?
I remember
I'm not
going
to sit here and take all these jokes. I'm going to move over there.
Team Tommy.
I'm Team Tommy, damn it.
That's a messed up, man.
Did he really get you clothes from Bubbles?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Did he really get you clothes from Bubbles?
Yeah, that's what you need. I just look back at your outfit the first year you did Essa.
I had a Bubbles suit on.
All right, thank you, guys. Coming up next, it is Steve with today's closing remarks right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, here we go. Last break of the day. It's been a good day, Steve. Teach us something on the way out, Steve.
Well, you know, I think that one thing that I've, one of the other things that I picked up when I was on my vacation this summer,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things that was a great takeaway for me was how to create value in my life. I mean, look, we all want to have a life that's worth something. We all want to be able to reap the benefits of our labor. We all want to show increase as we get older. We all want to retire, save money. We all want to hit the big lick. We all want to make it. We all want to somehow get over. We all want to live our best life. So how do we create the most value? Well, two things that you have to contend with when you're talking about quality of life and value, that's your health and your time. Your health and your time are two of the most important commodities that you have. Because if you're out of either one of those, you are in a world of trouble. You can't be out of time, you're dead. And you can't be out of health, you're sick. And when you're really out of health, it's tough, man. It is tough for people who aren't healthy. Most people I know with money would trade in all their money if they could be healthy again. So health and time. So how do you create the most value? Well, take care of both of those things right there. If you take care of your health and you become an expert at time management, I can't even tell you the value that you've increased in your life. And this is something where you don't need help from anybody else. You can do all this yourself starting right now. You can actually eat better and start to feel better. You can actually cut out a lot of crap in your day and have more times for more things that's important to you. I mean, man, I'm on this kick right now, really, really trying to get myself healthy on the inside. And I'm encouraging people, look, you don't let old age just come and walk you out of here. You got to get in a fight with it. Don't just sit down and rust away. You know, if you don't move something, what you don't use, you lose. So if you're not moving your body, you lose the ability to move your body. That's just common sense. Get up, take a walk, introduce some greens into your diet, man. Eat smarter, stop so much processed food. Nobody's gonna eat perfect, but at least try to increase your health. It'll make you feel better. The quality of life that you have will be better. Secondly, eradicate everything in your day that is a waste of time. If you are doing something that's not making you better, feel better, and your life better, why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? Really, man, when you do something, it should be to progress yourself. Even if it means turning around helping somebody that's less fortunate. Do you know the blessing that you send your way by helping the least of these, the less fortunate? You know, God pays you for that. Even if you just cut out the people in your life that are negative, cut them out your life and replace them with positive people. Hello, I got news for you. You don't even have to replace them. Just cut them out. Man, where you can have a solid thought yourself. It's horrible when you got certain people that call you and all they do is call you with bad news. They got nothing positive to say ever. They just always on some negative tip. And the next thing you know, it's bleeding over in your day. Your day was fine until you took that call. Get those people out of your circle. Get them away from you. It's okay. I say this over and over and over, but I can't tell you how many toxic relationships are in your life that's making your life toxic, and you sitting up in here and don't understand why you sick. You got too many toxic people around you. I have them. I used to have a lot more. I think I've gotten rid of all of them. I had a company meeting the other day, and something flared up, and I squashed it right away. So maybe that'll keep that from spreading. But if it don't, I know who it is. And I just don't like toxic relationships around me anymore. I just decided that I don't have the time to walk you through life on how to be, and you ain't really trying to be no better your damn self. So why am I wasting my time with you? Remove toxic people out your life, toxic relationships. Get out of any toxic situation, because all it's doing is making you sick. So if you manage your time better and you take care of your health, those are two things that you could do immediately to start changing your life. I mean, you can do this simple. You can go online. You can go online. You can go plant-based for a little while. You can cut out processed foods for a little while. You could just cut out sugar for a little while. Take it step by step and see if you don't feel better. If that makes you feel better, implement more of that in your life. And watch what happens when you get rid of, stop talking to toxic people. You'll have a lot more thoughts in your day that belong to you, which could be placed in a positive direction. It's simple, but it's hard. I understand. Those are my thoughts.
Wow, drop the mic. Very good, Steve. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.